The air raid of San Francisco, Monday, December 8th, 1941. From the Battle of Los Angeles, 1942, the mystery air raid, the silent invasion begins by Terran's sword. Page 7. The blackout, dark adjunct of war in its dreadful realism, plucked out the lights of San Francisco and other populated areas of the Pacific Coast that night as thousands of civilian defenders mobilized and reports of imminent attack by enemy planes and ships were broadcast. Radio stations were silenced on orders of the Army Air Corps, first in the afternoon from the Canadian line to Roseburg, Oregon, and again that night on orders which blacked out the harbor, military, and other areas to the southern border of California. San Francisco residents were not alone when they walked and drove in darkness or sat behind closely drawn blinds in the residential districts. War Department officials in Washington, D.C. said they had no reports indicating any sort of air attack or other belligerent action was imminent on the West Coast. But Army officials there denied the blackout was a test and said it was, quote, the real thing. A complete blackout of coastal British Columbia and the lower mainland was ordered because the war situation was such that an attack by Japanese forces on the Pacific Northwest seemed imminent. Naval policemen halted all motor traffic on Victoria Streets in Vancouver, British Columbia, at 6 o'clock, and drivers were told to go home on orders of Mayor Andrew McGavin. The British Columbia civilian protection officer to each of his units transmitted a preliminary warning known as the Yellow Message, calling for an alert before the air raid siren alarm was sounded. The Victoria blackout order followed a similar order for the states of Oregon and Washington. The first air raid warning of that night was sounded at 6:20 p.m. on December 8, 1941. In General William Ord Ryan said invaders were first detected 100 miles due west of the Golden Gate. The exact number of planes in the attacking squadrons was not announced. First reports said there were at least 50 planes. Later announcements gave a lower number. General Ryan said the invading planes had apparently come from an aircraft carrier and had lost their orientation when the radios went off. Quote, there was an actual attack, the general said. A strong squadron was detected approaching the Golden Gate. It was not an air raid test. It was the real thing. The planes came from the sea and then turned back. Three naval vessels were sent to learn where they came from. I don't know how many planes there were, but there was a large number. Some of them got into the Golden Gate and headed southwest. Lieutenant General John L. DeWitt, commander of the 4th Army and Western Defense Command, said the enemy units were detected both north and south of the Bay Area. He announced that he had made a full report of the air above San Francisco to Army Air Quarters in Washington, D.C. The interceptor command tracked the planes, according to General DeWitt, but was unable to follow them back to the carrier. I don't think there's any doubt they came from a carrier, he said. But the carrier would have moved away after they were launched, and they would rendezvous in another spot. General DeWitt also suggested that the planes might not have been on a bombing mission. They could have been on reconnaissance duty, he said. They could have gathered information for later use. A sheriff's radio report picked up on shortwave said that enemy planes were off the Mendocino Cape. General Ryan said no American planes were sent up to fight the invaders. He explained, quote, you don't send planes up unless you know what the enemy is doing and where they're going. And you don't send up planes in the dark unless you know what you're doing. Captain W.K. Kilpatrick, chief of staff of the 12th Naval District, declared the San Francisco blackout, quote, was not a drill. The blackout of the Bay Area, General DeWitt said, was far from satisfactory. There are a great many things that will have to be corrected, he said. Some very prominent neon signs burned the entire blackout period, and there were enough lights for orientation to some degree. Within the hour, the blackout was in effect, but not completely. In San Francisco, the main business district and the area south of the market district were among the last sections of the city to extinguish their lights. Ships at the waterfront were blacked out. The major bridges were darkened. The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge were both thrown into darkness, and all travel across the big spans was barred pending the all-clear signal. A bright moon, however, lit up the bridges, as it did the area's principal buildings and their many hills. The Navy had ordered a complete blackout at 5 p.m. of Long Beach, San Pedro, Wilmington, and other communities in that area. It was termed highly successful. Mare Island and Vallejo were blacked out completely from 6:45 to 7:18 p.m. Master power switches were pulled. Vallejo stores were ordered closed at 5 o'clock. This action was completed to ascertain the effectiveness of the blackout in the vulnerable Navy Yard area. Stores in San Francisco reported that they had run on the sales of candles and flashlights. In Spokane, Washington, radio stations first went off at 5 p.m., but in a few minutes returned for an additional 2 hours. The stations went off the air again at 7 o'clock, and the Signal Corps headquarters announced that they would not return until Sam Tuesday. Near Sacramento, the air raid siren blew at 7:21 p.m. at McClellan Field, the huge Army Air Depot, and all lights were turned off. Confusion prevailed in San Francisco following the first alarm. Fire sirens screamed, and police cars raced through the streets, warning residents to turn out their lights. One radio network announced that a practice blackout had been ordered. However, it was soon learned this was untrue. Automobiles crept through darkened streets, the city turned out all streetlights, and there was no sound of anti-aircraft fire. Boulder Dam in Boulder City, Colorado, were blacked out at 8:30 p.m. that Monday night. An all-clear was sounded in San Francisco shortly after 9 p.m., 2 hours after a police broadcast had warned that the unidentified planes were 50 miles southward of the city. At the Puget Sound Navy Yard in Washington, the 13th Naval District canceled the 4 p.m. and midnight shifts, announcing that only men in the power plant would report to duty. All Alberta and Saskatchewan radio stations shut down at 10 p.m. on orders from the Western Air Command. A blackout of the San Pedro, Long Beach Harbor area, which originally was to have lasted only 2 hours, was ordered continued throughout the night by the Navy, which did not amplify its order. San Diego's three major radio broadcasting stations were knocked off the air. At Fort Wright, it was said the radio blackout was at the order of the commanding general, Major General Millar Harmon, on instructions that he obtained from Washington, D.C. All stations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho west of Boise were closed down with the exception of Boise and Medford, Oregon. No reason was given why the Medford station was allowed to be open. Queried if the Army considered bombing attacks in the far inland imminent, the reply was, quote, "I couldn't answer that, but your imagination ought to supply the answer. You don't cut commercial radio stations off the air for fun."